Point of information. What's your point of information?
We have 2 more minutes.
Does the member want to postpone to later in the meeting or to actually table?
I want it tabled so that Sean can pull it off the table the second everyone has the documents we're voting on and we can deal with it.
Okay, so we have to vote to take it off the table again.
Right.
If you move to postpone.
Okay, fine.
Okay. That's
point of order.
Motion to table.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that I think that the speaker who spoke in favor of tabling actually made a case for postponing consideration of the question until such time as Sean has the information that he wants, and therefore he is inappropriately using tabling because tabling requires a majority vote to remove something from the table. And so I think he's he's making us all confused. Do you agree, Mr. Chair?
I think the substance of what you're saying is correct. However, he's entitled to move the table if he wishes.
Mr. Chair, this is point of information. This is Sean.
I have sent
the analysis of the whistleblower policy, those objections we have to it, to Brian, Ted, and Tracy. And if I've left anybody out, please let me know.
Point of order, the original audit committee one has to be sent too. Motion is that all of this gets...
Then I would suggest that Nia Bianco send it. I quote it thoroughly in the analysis that I did of it, but if you want to see, if you have any questions, which I understand, I appreciate, I would suggest that the chair of the audit committee send it out.
I will send it out again. I have it here somewhere.
Thank you, George.
We have a motion to table this on the floor. Is there any objection to tabling this motion? Sharon, I believe you did object. Arpaul, would you call the vote on the motion to table?
Okay. Second, please, because I got to move these names again. Okay, sorry, this takes a second.
Mr. Chair, this is Sean, and I just need a point of clarification.
Yes.
The motion is to table. Nia Bediako. Nia Bediako, to table. Moving on. Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
No.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
No.
Adrienne Jamott. Roderick Kilgour.
No.
Lizette King. R. Paul Martin. No. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
Brian Edwards Tekert.
I'll be the brave one. Yes.
George Ryder.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Joseph Wanzala. Ted Weisgill.
Abstain.
And Nia Bediako?
No.
Okay, I have 1-4, 1-2, 1-4-8 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, motion fails. Will you call the roll on the motion? I assume we're out of time. Would you call the roll on Sharna's substitute, which is to request that the PNB forward these to both these policies with all supporting documents to the council for his recommendation. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is passed. We move on to the next item on the...
The main motion.
Yeah, this is Sharna Gluck.
I'm sorry, that was the amendment. Is there any motion to the main motion, which is now Sharna's motion?
No, it's Chris's motion.
No, the chair actually needs to rule on whether that was an actual
substitute. It was a substitute motion.
Whether it's incorporated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was amendment. I apologize.
It was a substitute motion. I let it stand that way, and that is now the motion on the floor. The substance of it is, as I just said, is there any objection to it?
I'm unclear now as to what if we vote for the substitute motion, does that include Chris's request that we follow applicable California law?
Yes.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Chair.
That is one of the two policies they were asking.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to be sure on that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
So, with that clarification, is there any objection?
Can we have a reading of the motion as amended that we're voting on?
Harpal?
Yeah, one second. Okay, I was trying to make things go faster for the vote, and so I'm caught up in something. Okay, you want the motion that we'll be voting on, which the chair is ruling is going to be what the amendment was, because he rules it's now a substitute. All right, it would become the governance committee requests that the PNB submit this motion and the previously enunciated policy from the audit committee about whistleblowers to the Pacifica General Counsel.
And that is Chris Condon's original motion, sir?
Yeah, it's my motion going to be...
Thank you. Enough said. I got it. I just want to be sure. Thank you.
So our poll is... May I ask a question, George?
Who is that?
Chris Condon?
Yes.
Is the language of my motion going to be included in this motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Our poll said this motion, but when it's forwarded, the language of your motion will be included.
Okay.
I said the first one. Okay. All right, so chair should ask if there's any objection to the motion as amended.
I did that. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none. Is that an objection?
Just to clarify, this is already the audit policy is already pending before the PNB, and we're asking them to see a lawyer about it.
The audit committee report was forwarded to the governance committee for its consideration.
Okay.
And we are sending it back with this other motion for the recommendation by the legal counsel. That's our decision. If there is no objection, and I hear none, we'll go on to the next item on the agenda.
The motion passes, right?
Motion passes, yes.
Thank you.
It passes unanimously. There's no objection. Okay. The next item on the agenda came up in the meeting before last PNB meeting. I've included for you the bylaws on special meetings.
Wait, if you missed number three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Well, this was one that I put forward, so let me motivate that. Harpal, give us 10 minutes on this. My sense is that there is much in the bylaws, and we've been struggling with some of it here, that is unclear or just missing. We have the opportunity each year to make bylaws suggestions, and what I would like to do is have the governance committee essentially vet these. Make a recommendation to the PNB as what we think should be considered. Now, of course, that's only a recommendation, and my sense is that it would be useful for this committee to consider these things and not take all the time on the PNB to discuss each bylaw that might show up. And my guess is that there are many. Should this proposal pass, I would send a note to the first of all, the PNB would have to support our recommendation that we do that. And should the PNB do that, then I would ask the PNB to notify the LSBs that will be a process by which bylaw changes can be made. It doesn't prevent any other process by which bylaws changes can be made. It just gives us a formal way for issues that people are aware of to be vetted by people who have a chance to think about it and discuss it in some length. So that's my suggestion. Floor is open. Sherna?
Mr. Chair, is this a
Sherna,
motion?
Sherna, is that our poll?
Is this a motion?
Is that me, please?
Yes, it is a motion.
Okay. Put me on stack, please.
You're saying that the LSBs will solicit suggestions. Who is going to solicit the suggestions and how is one question. And the concern I have is the way in which, you know, I know we're in an economic crisis, but the way in which the notion of a bylaws convention has been swept under the rug, but totally. So I have both a question and a concern.
Okay. My thought about this, if I can respond to what I have in mind, is that anyone who wants to send something to us as a bylaws recommendation can do so. There are other mechanisms, but we can also initiate some of them ourselves. And there's at least two or three that I would like to see changed, that I would like to initiate. One of them we're about to come to next, but that's my sense. As far as a bylaws convention is concerned, this is yet another way of having bylaws changes. If people want to have a bylaws convention, it has to be done through the PNB in any case.
I'd like to speak to this motion when it's appropriate.
Yes, it's appropriate. No one else. Oh, Paul, did you want to be on the stack or was it something else?
Yes, I wanted to be on the stack.
So you're next then. And Ted, then Ted.
Okay. It's a nice idea. I mean, I'm not against this. You know, we can solicit PNB members. In fact, we can solicit everybody in the Pacifica Foundation.
That's
to,
my thought.
Give us suggestions for the bylaws. I'll just say that I don't know that it will necessarily make things so neat because the bylaws provide for a way in which I think it's six directors can get together and propose a bylaws amendment. And in fact, I can recall one, maybe two times when this committee has spent a couple of months trying to hammer out something, and then six people jumped up and six directors jumped up and put something related to that on the agenda, and it went to the PNB. And so it was like, you know, we were sitting there. This committee had spent a lot of time working on something, and some other people just sort of grabbed the concept. And they didn't put in the thing that the committee did. They put in something somewhat different. So I agree with soliciting the idea. I don't think it's going to make it so that all of those things are going to get vetted because the directors have the ability to bypass this committee.
Ted, you're next.
I would hope that my comments are the last on this item, and what I want to say is even if it fails, that doesn't stop any LSB member from doing this. All this motion does, which I support, is to give the PNB a heads up that not just one person, but a majority of this committee is going to do this, and we do it. It's I don't think there's any way to stop this process from happening, even if it fails, and we should inform the National Board whether this passes or fails, that we discuss this item and the results are what they are.
Point of information, Chris Condon, KPFK.
Yes.
Point of order, Chris, George. This is Nia.
The point of information first, and then the point of order. Point of information, go ahead.
Isn't this already within the charge of the Governance Committee? I mean, isn't this already the Governance Committee's business?
Yes.
Yes, I think clearly what Ted was saying is correct, that any member of this committee can bring forth a proposed bylaws amendment. We can discuss it and send it forth. My thought was with this would be to alert the network that there is a procedure in place for doing this, that we would be glad to consider people who are not, for instance, on this committee, but have a bylaws that they amendment that they think is really critical and really ought to be put forth. So that was my thought about doing that. But you are quite correct. We can do this one at a time. And anyway, in any case, if we pass this and the PNB sort of acknowledges, yes, we'd like you to do that, it will give it more standing, and it will give, I think, the recommendations coming out of the committee more standing.
Okay, why don't we take a vote on it?
Is there anyone else who wants to speak through it?
This is me. I had said that I was on a stack after
yes,
our
I'm sorry,
call.
Point of order, yes, go ahead.
I think it would be a little bit more organized if we create a working group. I think that we tried to do that last year or year before last, and then decide exactly how this is going to work first. So before it goes to the PNB. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. I think that would be, if this passes and the PMB agrees, I think that's the first thing we would do, would be to get a subcommittee together, a working group, to do preliminary sorting, assuming that we get sufficient number that makes it worthwhile. I mean, my thought would be, let's see what we get first before we put together more structure than we need. But I hear your suggestion.
Yeah, I think we should have the working group and come up with the ways that... How are we going to solicit this from people? Have something organized, like I said, because now it just seems a little unwieldy here to
okay.
do it this way.
Any other comments on this?
I really think that we should incorporate Nia's suggestion into the motion so that it's something that could really be done and doesn't take up the time of the entire committee in terms of planning the... how to solicit it, and then what to do with it, and then bring it to the committee. So I would recommend that the motion be amended to include formation of a working group within the governance committee.
So,
George, can I speak? Ted?
Yes, I just heard an amendment. Let me get it clear first. For action, let me add it this way, Sherna, if it's all right. Should the PNB approve this and be approved, we will form a working group to conduct this process. Is that satisfactory?
It would make more sense to say recommend that the governance committee establish a working group to solicit suggestions for blah, 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 or submit to the governance committee.
Okay, so the working group is to solicit suggestions, not so much to handle the bylaw amendments as they come in. Is that correct?
Right, and to work on them and then present to the governance committee to vet for presentations to the PMB.
Okay, so that's the amendment.
May I speak to the amendment?
Yes, you may, Ted.
Mr. Chair, point of order, I need to get this language because two people.
Yes, we're working on it. Sherna, would you put that in as concise a language as you can?
I'm trying to do it.
Do you want me to speak to the motion, to the amendment?
Yes, please do. The sense of it is fairly clear. While Sherna is doing that, please go ahead.
Okay. I don't think it's a wise amendment. If it passes, it won't change anything how we operate here in Houston. We already have a governance committee locally, and that would, I think, suffice and accomplish what the amendment is set out to do. So I don't think we need it here. I hope that every other station also has a governance committee, and they could then work on this and submit their proposals to the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, and that would be enough. If we discover we need a subcommittee later on, we could do it, but I don't think we need this.
Chris,
who wants to speak? Who else wants to speak who hasn't spoken?
Just a point of order, George, it's Nia.
Go ahead.
All stations don't have governance committees.
Okay. It's not actually a point of order. I don't have to rule on it, but the information is there. Okay. Anybody else want to speak?
Yeah, Chris Condon.
Chris, go ahead.
I support your view on this, George, and the last speaker, that was Ted, I guess?
Yeah.
That let's do it when we need it. We've got a governance committee at KPFK, and that be quite capable of being the funnel for things to the governance committee here, and where there isn't a governance committee, the LSB can forward things, or any private party, any individual person can forward things. So I would say let's not create a structure that is not, that we don't need. My concern is that that if we form another working group, that's going to take it out of the hands of the governance committee, and I'm not really prepared to have that happen at this point.
Time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so let's take a vote on the amendments.
We need. I still need the wording on that amendment.
Do you have the wording, Sharna?
Can I withdraw it?
You may. No, you can't. Actually, it's a property of the floor. It can just be voted down if you want to. Yes.
If the amendment actually hasn't been made, we don't even have language. So if the
right.
person.
I see. Okay, I'll take that point.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. You can, Adjourna.
Okay. Thank you.
So we call the motion just on the original motion. We just call the roll on the original motion.
Wait. Point of order. Can we just say if there's any objection?
Is there any objection to the original motion?
Could you just read the original motion?
Yes. The Governance Committee will solicit suggestions for changes in the bylaws and vet these for presentation to the PNB for action. Implicit in this is a recommendation to the PNB, so if they acknowledge that, then they're charging us to do that, basically. Okay, so any objection to that? Good. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item. Let's see. Grace,
bylaws requirements.
What's that? Yes.
The next is bylaws requirements.
For special meetings, right? So what's being? There's no motion on the floor yet. Grace, did you want to speak to this issue? Are you still there?
What is the issue?
What to do about the bylaws requirement that special meetings be noticed 7 days in advance and be announced 3 times daily on the air for 5 consecutive days on all Foundation radio stations, whatever reasonably possible.
One section of the bylaws says that the notice has to describe the general nature of the business. There's been a request to have the notice include extremely specific business. I don't think that's appropriate. Let me see if I can find the special meeting. I believe it's in, it's bylaws Article 3, Section 6, meetings of the members.
Wait,
and it says...
Wait, 1 second. Can you clarify? What is that under? Meeting of the members.
That's of listener members and staff members.
Yeah, that's,
it's Article 3, members of the foundation.
Isn't that general members meeting?
Section
please, let,
6.
Please, let Grace finish, please.
Okay, Section 6, meetings of the members. Okay?
Yes.
And it says special meetings, and it says... said notices must state the location, date, and time of the meeting, specify the general nature of the business to be transacted, and provide that no other business than that set forth is said in said notice shall be transacted at said meeting. Okay.
Great.
Let me finish my point. This Article 3, members of the foundation, goes over what a member is.
Excuse me. I have a point of information.
Yeah.
What's your point
chair?
Of information?
I'm reading that we're on agenda item number 4, and we're supposed to be discussing bylaws Article 6, Section 4. So my question is, how are we discussing bylaws Article 3?
I think that bylaws Article 3 applies as well.
It's not on the agenda.
The issue is on the agenda. This is germane. That's my ruling on your point of order. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay.
This Section 3 of the bylaws states the most general application of the bylaws as it refers to members and meetings. There have been interpretations that this only applies to certain meetings, but those are interpretations. I believe It's in the beginning of the bylaws because it's a blanket, more generalized statement of things as they apply to members in general, and is overarching and applies to all meetings and all members. So because in this section it says specify the general nature of the business to be transacted, not the specific nature, that the notice that would be given doesn't have to give extremely specific information about what's going to be on the agenda of the special meeting, but can, for instance, state that there will be committee reports and motions brought forward in the special meeting by those committees. That would be an example. It does not have to specify the exact wording of every motion that's going to be brought forward. So I would say that the general nature of the business being conducted is sufficient notice for a special meeting.
Brian, here.
The discussion on that.
Maybe he has it in front of him, and
I
maybe
do.
Making the point that a member emailed to me. So, Brian, maybe you could do it.
I think you're a little bit mistaken.
KPSA, just calling back because my phone dropped.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brian.
The bylaws spell out a specific set of rules for meeting of the board of directors. They spell out a separate set of rules for meetings of the local station boards. And they spell out a third set of rules for general membership meetings, which we've never had, but in theory would involve booking a stadium so you could invite all your listener subscribers to come talk about something. And that's the latter is what you're citing. Article 3 it's the section dealing with members of the foundation and meetings of the members. The authority for meetings of the National Board of Directors is Article 6, which is titled Meetings of the Board of Directors. And that's what has the special meeting requirements.
That was the point that someone emailed to me as well.
The question is still, what do you mean by advance notice? Advance notice of what? Advance notice of a general agenda or advance notice of...
Well, the bylaws say that any telephone meeting is a special meeting by nature.
That's correct.
It says it requires 7 days' notice. And special meeting is defined in Robert's Rules, which is our parliamentary authority under the bylaws. I believe that's Article 16 binds us to use Robert's Rules. Robert's Rule says... What?
What does that say?
Robert's Rule says on define special meetings on pages 89 to 90. And it says, with the exception of motions that relate to procedure without direct reference to a particular substance item of business, only business mentioned in the call of a special meeting, that would be the message you send out saying we're going to have a meeting, can be transacted at such a meeting. I hope you all understood where I was putting the editorial parentheses in there. It says only business mentioned in the call of a special meeting can be transacted at such a meeting.
And it says further, the reason for special meetings is to deal with important matters that may arise between regular meetings mm-hmm. and that urgently require action by the society before the next regular meeting. Now, what's been decided already is that these telephonic meetings fit that category, that we have urgent things to be done, and we have to be able to set an agenda in order to do them. The question in front of us is, does that violate this bylaw by having us do that? And to what extent, how detailed does that advance notice have to be? I have a suggestion to make as a motion, and we can discuss it we can go from there. That the advance notice consists of an agenda, a general agenda with categories of items such as committee reports and new business and old business and so on, and that any item of new business be sent forth 7 days in advance and distributed to the entire PNB 7 days in advance and be included therefore on the next meeting's new business agenda. So that's my motion.
I'm sorry, George, I'm not clear. So you're saying that it would still be a general agenda. Is there a way
yes.
to insert something about and whenever possible, including motions to be considered? I mean, this is the
problem. Whenever possible, yes. I mean, if anyone has a new business agenda, a new item, that it would go in the new business section of the agenda. That is to say, it would come at whatever point in the agenda is.
And you're saying only if it's submitted 7 days out.
Yeah, but it has to be submitted 7 days out, right?
This is Grace. I have a point to be made here.
Okay.
And I'd like to be on the stack after Grace.
Grace
is Ted.
Grace, then Ted.
And then our poll needs to make sure I have the motion right.
Okay.
Okay. Robert's Rules of Order is supposed to be used to facilitate the organization so that it can do its business, not to obstruct the business of the organization. If we need to have a meeting of the entire PNB every 2 weeks, which has been the case since the last in-person meeting because we've had a lot of business to conduct, and the exact motions from the committees need to be placed in the agenda, that means that there can only be 1 week in which committees can meet. This makes the working and facilitating of the board, it severely hampers the activity of the board and the ability of the board to conduct its business, and therefore would be a misuse of Robert's Rules of Order to put the letter of the law as superior to the spirit of the law is a misuse of the law.
Ted, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Well, I think I agree with what was just said, but I'd like a little bit of tolerance for a moment so I can get some clarification for George. So let me have a back and forth for just a minute.
Yes. Okay.
Is this motion that you're putting forth applicable to the national board or
yes.
to committees?
Only to the national board.
Okay.
This is referring only to the national board.
Yeah, I think that there's such a threshold of what you have to get to the national board. You have to be elected to the local board. You have to be elected by the local board to the national board. That people have gone through so many hoops to get to the national board, and they have to have served 1 year before they get even the right to run for the national board, that we ought to allow national board members to make motions at the national board meeting without any prior notice. And we ought to also recognize that if something is passed that is not wise, as we have decided in this committee, then they can always rescind what they previously did. I think we should speed up the process by which new ideas are allowed to come to the national board.
Brian,
let me say that I actually agree with both Grace and Ted, except that the motion I made was intended for only new business, and committee motions would be raised wherever in the slot provided by committee for committee reports. So any motion of a committee, even if it was 1 day before the meeting, could be put forth. This is a compromise to try to work within the letter of this bylaw and still do what we really need to do. And I completely agree with Grace that we shouldn't be using Robert's rules or our bylaws to prevent us getting what needs to be done. The motion I put forth was a suggestion that I thought walk the line between. I think it's actually clearly in consistent with the bylaw, and it doesn't prevent motions coming through committees from reaching the floor at any time. Let me say also that I promised to do this. Our secretary Richard Uzel has looked into the question of what exactly do you need for notice, and has concluded that a notice of general business is sufficient, that you don't actually, that within Robert's rules you don't need that, and I'm just forwarding his opinion about that. I had a written statement from him, but I'm sorry I can't find it at the moment. So are there any further discussion of this motion that's on the floor?
Brian here from KPFA.
Point of order?
Point of order, yes.
Yeah, we really have to make sure I have this whole motion. Let me read it to you, and you can put in the end, because I think I left out the last word or two. Okay, I have. That the advanced notice consists of a general agenda with categories of items, such as committee reports, old business, and new business, and that any item of new business be sent out 7 days in advance.
Very good, Arpal. That's exactly right.
Well, wasn't there more?
No.
Okay, if I got it all, I got it all. Thank you.
Yep.
Point of information, it's Sherna. We only have 7 minutes left on this call.
Sherna?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this is Sean. Is it possible to call the question?
No, you can't call a question to committee. We're going to run out of time in a few moments. I can ask, is there any objection to the motion as Arpal just read it?
Brian here, I'd like to discuss it.
Brian, go ahead.
I'm trying to clarify what your intent is with this language. It's that committees could bring motions on no notice, but new business would need 7 days notice?
Yes.
I have a question. Chad here.
I'd like to speak to it then.
I'm sorry. The point of order, the point of information takes precedence.
Sure, go ahead.
Ed, go ahead.
What happens if this doesn't pass? What is the current existing rule?
The current existing rule is the bylaw that you have in front of you with a contested interpretation.
Meaning what?
Meaning, in fact, what will happen is, I think, that we will have simply a general agenda posted within 7 days.
I'm not clear. Sorry.
Grace, would you like to speak to that?
I think we've spoken enough on it, don't you?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. How
I'd like to speak on it. I'm on the stack.
You are on the stack, and you may, Brian.
Can I interject something here?
Yes.
I thought I was.
Hang
on a second. There was a point of information that was asked as to what will happen if we reject this. I asked Grace if she wanted to speak to that. Grace, apparently you don't. So if we just let that go, then Brian does have the floor.
Okay.
Brian's the last one because we're out of time.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
So I'm uncomfortable with saying there's going to be a committee report is enough to bring a motion. I think you can have topics or issues that need to be dealt with and that the board does need the flexibility to introduce different motions on those topics. But the thing about Roberts is it exists to do two things, to let the will of the majority rule the day and to protect the rights of the minority. And the national board already has a very low threshold for calling telephonic meetings, right? I think just 6 of your members can decide to call one. And what you need to protect against is gamesmanship, is waiting until people get a head count of who's on the call and then try to go for it and ram something through when they see they have the right set of people on the phone. I mean, I can't think of anything coming out of a committee that would be so urgent it couldn't wait 7 days for a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. And Robert specifically says when there's emergency business that can't wait, that's fine. You vote on it, but then you have to ratify it at a properly noticed meeting. And it's not just a question of the rights of the members of the board to know what's going to be on an agenda ahead of time so they can decide whether or not participating is a priority for them. It's also a question of the right of the public to participate. There's no, you know, public comment period at the telephonic meetings. The only opportunity people have is to read your agendas and then email you how they feel about what you're proposing to do. So what I wish we could do is clarify, not leave a blank hole that committees can fill in, but clarify you don't need every single motion, but you need to specify the specific issues you'll be taking up at that meeting.
Okay, that's all the discussion we can have on that. Arpal, would you call the roll on the motion? Would you read it again, please?
Okay. That the advance notice consists of a. We need to say what advance notice we're talking about.
In bylaws, Article 6, Section 4, advance notice.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Advance notice consists of a general agenda with categories of items such as committee reports, old business, and new business, and that any item of new business be sent out 7 days in advance.
Yes. Okay, would you call a roll on that?
Yep. Okay. Okay, and... Okay. Going to roll on this. Niabatiaco.
Nope.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sherna Gluck.
No.
Adrian Jamot. Roger Kilgour.
No.
Suzette King. R. Paul Martin, pass. Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass. Come back to me, please.
Joseph Wanzala? Ted Weisgel?
Reluctantly, no.
Okay, going back, R. Paul Martin, abstain. George Ryder?
You voted yes.
I already voted yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Vote early and often.
Rosenberg, Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. And one abstention. The vote is 4-5-1.
Okay, motion fails. We are, in fact, at time.
Can I address this body for a moment?
Yes, certainly.
We have a very serious situation regarding the seating of the third listener member from WPFW. I had requested that this governance committee go over this issue because it needs some debate and some wisdom applied to the situation. We are short one member from WPFW. The local station board has been refusing to the custody of the ballots is with the chair of the LSB at WPFW.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
Can we either extend the time of this meeting or schedule another meeting right away as a continuation of this meeting to address this?
Can I defer?
Let me say that this there's some people who don't really understand the issue, but the thing is that this is a serious matter. It could take up a lot of time in the PNB as a whole, and it'd be good if the governance committee could go over it and make suggestions to the PNB as to how the situation can be resolved.
I'll put it on the agenda as first item at the very next meeting.
But can we have some background information sent to us so that we know what we're discussing?
Point of order, George. Point of order.
Yes. We're out of time. We're out of time. If a motion is in order to extend time, a motion is in order to adjourn to a particular time, a motion is in order to adjourn. So what's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to extend for 15 minutes. This is Tracy from KPFA to discuss this matter.
Okay. I'm going to go off the call. This is Sherna.
Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Well, don't we have to stick with our agenda if we extend? This is not agendized.
Right.
It is an agenda. We requires two-thirds to change the agenda, and it requires two-thirds to extend time. So if we have two-thirds for one, we have two-thirds for the other.
Yes, I'll make that motion, and if it gets two-thirds, great.
Is there any objection to extending time to discuss that issue?
Yes.
Arpol, would you take the roll?
Okay, this is a motion, as I have it, to extend for 15 minutes for this item.
Yes.
Which would simultaneously extend and put this item on the agenda.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
No, the chair can't refer to the committee to
We're not debating at this point. We're not debatable.
Order,
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes, to extend time.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck. Sharna Gluck. Adrian Jamont. Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Lizette King. R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Pass.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala? Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Going back, Sharna Gluck? Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. Two no, no abstentions.
Okay. It's open for discussion. Grace, did you want to make any more comments about it?
George, could I make a point of order, please? This is Nia.
Yes.
Yes. How can the chair just roll up to the governance committee to take something from the Pacifica National Board unilaterally without discussing it with the PNB?
The point of order is that Grace has no standing to make this. Actually, it was Tracy who made the motion. Grace is entitled to be on the call. She's entitled to participate, and a member of the committee is entitled to pick up her suggestion and put it on the agenda.
That was not what I said, George. Grace is the one who brought it. How can the chair for the...
Did you hear what I said, Nia? Grace didn't bring the motion.
No.
Tracy did.
That wasn't Tracy.
Hi, Nia. Yeah. No, Nia, it was Tracy who made the motion in response to Grace bringing up the issue. For what it's worth, I did make the motion.
You are correct. Grace cannot vote or make motions on this committee, but as any PNB member can participate in the conversation, and certainly the chair, on an important item like this, it deserves a hearing. Let's not take any more time on that. Grace or Tracy, let's say Grace first. Would you like to speak more to this motion?
Yeah, members of this committee even PNB members don't know all the facts related to this. It'll take me 3 to 4 minutes to explain them, however.
If that's
acceptable.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Go for it.
In the in-person meeting on January 30th, the PNB decided that Campbell Johnson was not eligible to run in the director election, and he was disqualified as a candidate. The PNB gave orders for the ballots to be recounted and for the next person be qualified, be seated on the national board. Jim Brown stated that he had custody of the ballots, but that the envelope had been opened. He would not communicate with me and hand over the ballots. As chair, I requested that the ballots be handed over to fair vote, which was the company that WPFW used to count the election originally. Jim Brown refused to do so until further pressured. I had arranged, after advice from Pacifica Council, for fair vote to hand deliver a letter to Jim Brown requesting the ballots, and that representative from Fair Vote would pick them up from Jim Brown's home. In the interim, Jim Brown handed the ballots over to Zarina Shakir, the chair of the WPFW LSB. In a written communication and in a verbal communication with Zarina, she asked me to arrange for a representative from Fair Vote to go to their upcoming LSB meeting to recount the ballots. At the meeting, the decision was made that the ballots would be recounted with Campbell's Johnson's name remaining in the recount. Fair Vote refused. I had requested that Fair Vote recount the ballots in accordance with the wishes of the National Board, which has jurisdiction over that election, according to my own interpretation of the bylaws and in accordance with our general counsel's interpretation of the bylaws. The LSB refused to do so. Fair Vote refused to buck the LSB. They recounted the ballots with Campbell's name in them, which was just verifying the original count. They sealed the ballots and handed them back to Zarina Shakir, who wrote a letter to the PNB stating that the LSB, and the LSB took some sort of a vote restating that they felt that Campbell Johnson should be their duly elected representative for that third listener member seat. So that's where it stands. The PNB made one ruling. The WPFW LSB is challenging that ruling. I believe that one of the two remaining candidates in that election has resigned from the LSB in protest. So that's where it stands. It'd be good if the Governance Committee went over this issue to save time and gave some sort of recommendation to the PNB.
Would anyone like to speak to this?
I will. This is Ted.
Ted, good.
I just want to read what it says in the bylaws under Section 4, Other Local Station Board Powers and Authority. By resolution, the Foundation's Board of Directors may delegate any other corporate powers it deems appropriate to an LSB with regard to that specific radio station. Any such power delegated to an LSB is subject to revocation at any time by the Board of Directors. Any and all actions, resolutions, and policies taken or adopted by an LSB may be overridden by a majority vote of the directors if said action, resolution, or policy is found by the Board of Directors to be adverse to the mission and or charitable or business purposes of the Foundation, to exceed the power or authority granted to said LSB, or be inconsistent with these bylaws, the articles, or applicable laws and regulations. And I think the National Board, even though I may not agree with their decision, I think that their decision was within their rights. And therefore, nothing against the candidate. I don't know the candidate, but I think that the National Board ultimately has the right to seat whomever they want from the membership of WPFW.
I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Brian here.
You're next, Brian. I don't think we get to seat whoever we want. And that wasn't the basis for refusing to seat Campbell Johnson. The basis was that he wasn't eligible to run on the PNB's interpretation that he hadn't been a member of the...
Jim Brown.
Hello, Jim. He hadn't been a member for 365 days. The LSB is a committee of the PNB. It must do what the PNB says. However, we are not, members of the PMD are not elected by the LSD. There's a distinction in the bylaws between the Delegates Assembly, which elects the directors, and the PMD. In fact, the chair of the LSD, and the chair of the LSD is not even the chair of that Delegates Assembly. They select someone at the time to do their business. And the reason for that is that the Delegates Assembly is, in fact, the body of this representative organization, and the PMB is its executive committee. The body happens to meet in five different cities, but it would be inconsistent for a committee that reports to the executive committee to be electing the executive committee. And we can't tell them who to elect. So my sense of this is that, in fact, the decision about Campbell Johnson is within the purview of the PNB, and there's no question about that. The question about what to do about an election which is not not consistent with the bylaws, the PNB made a decision about that, about what it thought ought to be done. My sense is that if the Delegates Assembly wishes to do something else, that they're entitled to do it. But they must do whatever it is they do. It has to be within the purview of the bylaws. And the PMB is the ultimate judge on what is and what isn't in the bylaws. Brian, you're next.
Thank you. George, you actually made a lot of my points. It's an important distinction between the delegates and the local station board. I would refer you all to Article 5, Section 8 of the bylaws, filling vacancies on the board. If a director's seat previously held by a station representative director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall immediately be filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegates from that radio station. So, I think whatever you think of the PNB's decision to interpret its bylaws so that Campbell Johnson couldn't be seated, the appropriate remedy and the democratic remedy is for the delegates in Washington to choose who's going to represent them.
What if they don't? Excuse me for interjecting.
Please.
Well, I think if I understand the PNB's directive correctly, it ordered them to use the countback method, that is to eliminate a candidate and rerun the election, which is not something used anywhere else in our bylaws. There's reasons for that.
Let Brian finish.
There's reasons for that. It's mathematically possible, for instance, that by eliminating a candidate who won and rerunning the numbers, you could knock off someone else who had already run, although that's probably not the case here. It seems to me that if they don't want to run the re-election, if you directed them to, it's up to them to elect someone else to fill the vacancy.
Excuse me. Is this Sean?
Who else would like to be on the stack?
Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
ABFW. Then that undermines the whole idea or concept between SCV voting, which says every vote counts. And if somebody loses, you retally the votes and add their votes in for their second best. So we are either running these elections by SCV, and I think I heard the earlier speaker talk about the need for SCV voting, and now I believe I hear they are against SCV voting. So you can't have it both ways, folks.
Anyone else like to be on the stack?
Chris?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who Chris, please. I still couldn't get it. Who?
Chris Condon would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Chris, anyone else?
And Nia.
Grace and at the end to make a point about STV, if it isn't already made.
Nia and Grace. Okay, go ahead.
And Jim, am I allowed to speak on this?
Of course. Well, yeah, yes, of course. You can't vote, but you can speak.
Okay.
You'll be after Grace.
Who's next?
I'm sorry, Chris, you are.
It seems to me that the decisions have already been made, and what we're talking about is defiance of the decisions that have already been made by the PNB, by the local LSB or body of delegates. But it seems to me that the issue is, what do you do when there's just plain defiance and refusal to abide? That, and this seems to be a a disciplinary issue where the PNB is going to have to assert itself or forever lose authority to local LSBs who feel that they can defy the PNB. So I think that this is a matter where very, very strong disciplinary action needs to be taken.
Nia?
Yes. You know, when I say this with all due respect. This is the governor's. I know Grace came, she threw out the idea, and then Tracy made it a motion. However, everyone on the call has not had the privilege that Grace and you, George, and I, who's Trevor Rose is a director, have had to read the document. So to bring this and to have people expect them to vote on it or to discuss it, I don't think is the right thing to do. That's number one. If it were to even come here, but to just vote on this in the dark without having any information or hearing both sides, I think that's not responsible on our part. And Brian actually said what I was going to say about the PNB created the vacancy. When the PNB creates a vacancy, it goes back to the LSB.
Not to put myself on the stack after Jim. Grace, you're next.
Point of order, point of information, please. Chris Condon speaking.
Chris, go ahead.
The question I would like to ask the chair is, didn't that refer to an already seated member, a vacancy created by an already seated member? This is not an already seated member. The member was never seated.
That's how I would understand it.
Okay.
Grace?
Yes. We use a very complicated and hard to tabulate voting method of single transferable voting for a very specific purpose, and that's to ensure that the minority voice on our LSPs in our communities has a say and a place at the table. Obviously, the two candidates that didn't make it in the first few rounds of this election epitomize the minority voice on the WPFW board. To have the majority have the say over who will be seated in that seat defeats the spirit of single transferable voting. Therefore, in adjudicating the spirit of the bylaws, which is with STV voting, to give the minority voice a place at the table, the votes in the original election should be recounted.
George, can I be on the stack? This is Ted from Houston.
You're on the stack, but Jim, you're next.
Hi.
Thank you very much. This situation is very stressful for the members of the WPFW local station board, in that they felt very, they felt, first of all, disappointed that Campbell wasn't seated. He's one of the most popular people in the city. Secondly, he's a hard worker. The other part was that they felt that they didn't have any choice as to how they could play a role in making sure that they could select who they wanted to represent them on the PNB. Out of all of the members on the LSB, there was only four members who objected to Campbell being on the PNB, and it was they want to make that choice. They want to be a part of that choice. That's what they were all about. It's not that they want to be they want to oppose the PNB. They want to just let the PNB to understand that the majority of them on the board would like to have a way of making sure that they have a say as to who they send to the PNB to represent the local station board. That's what it was all about. It's clear to us that we have to make a decision, that we have to have a representative there, and we are saying let us make the decision. That's what the majority of the people are saying. It's not Jim Brown that's saying it. It's what the the local station board people are saying.
Time is up, Mr. Chair.
I move we extend for 15 more minutes. This is Ted from Houston.
Is there any objection to extending for 15 more minutes?
Yes.
This is the East Coast.
Would you take the roll on the vote to extend? It requires 2/3.
Okay. 1 second, please. Okay, the vote is on whether or not to extend the meeting for 15 more minutes. Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck. Adrian Jamont. Bodra Kilgour.
No. It's 10:42.
We're voting. Come on, you know you can't editorialize in a vote. R. Paul Martin pass. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Ryan Edwards Teeker.
Just a point of information, are we up against any deadline on this?
Well, it's an ongoing ongoing problem, but no.
It's too late for this. People can't talk during a vote. Ryan Edwards Teeker.
Then no.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes, somewhat tiredly.
Joseph Wanzala. Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Going back, Sharna Gluck. R. Paul Martin abstain. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 yes, 3 no, 1
motion
abstention.
Failed. Motion fails. We need to set a time for the next meeting. I'll do it the same way we've been doing it before, which is to say.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Is it a continuation of this meeting from where we ended, or is it a brand new meeting?
Brand new.
It depends on how we adjourn. Motion to adjourn to a certain time is continues the meeting.
Is the floor open for a motion?
Yes.
And I make.
But it's
I make continue.
I recognize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, please make the motion.
I make a motion to continue.
Until what time?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The time ran out.
Could okay? Somebody's yelling in there. Could a person please not yell and try to behave? Is the motion to adjourn this meeting to another time?
Well, the motion
is a continuation of this meeting.
Motion is
that's my understanding. Yes.
Okay.
To another time to be set by the chair.
And who's making the motion?
Chris Condon, KPFK.
Okay. This motion to adjourn, I don't remember what's debatable, but we're out of time. In any case, it requires to adjourn and continue to a unspecified subsequent time. Arpo, would you take the roll on this? So yes means we agree to adjourn to a... and continue this at an unspecified subsequent time, and I'll try to get together such a time as quickly as we can.
Okay, what I have is... to adjourn this meeting and to continue on call of the chair. All right?
Okay.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Let me ask, is there any objection to this motion? Hearing no objection, the motion passes. I'll get an email out to you tonight or early tomorrow morning with some suggested times. Please get back to me as soon as you can.
George, this is Ted. Can you stay on the call for a minute, or can I call you at home? Should I just call your home number?
I'll stay on for a while if you want. Either way, it's fine.
Huh?
We're adjourned, right?
We are adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
George?